This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Also, tomorrow night, you've got that big Ohio State-Oregon game. And, of course, you've got the Guardians and Tigers, a decisive game number 5 to see who will play the New York Yankees next week in the ALCS. Again, he's Dan. I'm Andy. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. We also talked to Brian Anderson. I want to give you a heads up on that if you want to go back and listen to that. Or if you want to listen to our Joe Posnanski interview that happened at 11:20, you can always go to the Odyssey app and check it out there as well. Tim May coming up at 1 o'clock. All right, Dan, I've been dying to talk about this all day. We're kind of getting sidetracked on other stories. But do you think the Browns are on the verge of a fire sale starting next week if they don't win this week against Philadelphia?
I can't believe we're at this point. All right. No. Well, no, hang on. I'm going to be a jerk first.
Okay.
What do you consider a fire sale?
Trading off any veteran asset you may possibly have.
Okay. So like
for a draft pick.
Like Amari Cooper makes some level of sense because he's on a 1-year deal.
Okay.
Are you talking people who aren't on 1-year deals? Are you talking like, I can't believe I'm going to say it. Are you talking like a Myles Garrett? Are you talking like a...
I am talking Myles Garrett. I am talking...
like a Joel Bitonio, if somebody would be interested in that. Like, are you talking that level?
I am talking Denzel Ward. I am talking Zadarius... well, Zadarius Smith, maybe we can get something.
Okay.
I'm talking everybody. I think the only person who you may not... I'm talking Grant Delpit. I'm talking...
all right, so,
anybody who's in the defensive backfield.
So I quick pulled up the trade deadline last year. Because the last year was the first deadline, I think, I thought we all were like, okay, trades are actually happening in the NFL and the trade deadline's worth paying attention to.
Okay.
So here are the people who got traded last year and what they got, okay?
Okay.
Niners got traded for defensive end Chase Young. They gave up a third-round pick for him from the Commanders, okay? The Commanders also traded...
now, Young was also sitting out at that point. Was he playing or was he... I don't know why, but I thought he was sitting out. I could be wrong.
The question
I don't
have in front of me.
That's okay. Go ahead. Keep going.
I don't remember. But it was a third-round pick for Chase Young.
Okay.
Montez Sweat got dealt to the Bears from the Commanders. The Commanders gave up a second-round pick for Montez Sweat. So if we use that as a bar, I think Zadarius Smith might get you like a third, maybe a fourth-round pick. Because the thing with Montez Sweat is then he got re-signed in the offseason as well by the Bears. And it has been a great signing for the Bears.
Could you get a first-round pick for Myles Garrett?
Easily.
That's what I think so, too. So
easily. Especially because he signed and under a contract. Josh Dobbs got dealt with a seventh-round pick for a sixth-round pick.
Yeah, but that's not...
That was the other one. Leonard Williams got traded for a 2024 second-round pick and a 2025 fifth-round pick. So he went from the Giants to the Seattle Seahawks. So, like, this is okay. So, there's some okay stuff that's out here that actually will make an impact on this team. It's not just like, here, have a fourth. Here, have a fifth. Enjoy your time. Here's a lottery ticket. I hope you enjoy scratching it off and hopefully you win $3.
I don't know. I could end up seeing Denzel Ward playing somewhere else. I could end up Zadarius Smith for sure. Double O, possibility there. Nick Chubb. Amari Cooper. I mean, you're going to start going after draft picks. Just concede. Look, if you're going to be bad, be bad. Just go get the draft picks. Go after, because what are you playing for at this point? The biggest thing is you're only 2 games back in the AFC North. So there is hope if you can somehow some way turn this thing around, because everyone knows there's no way Deshaun Watson's going anywhere. He's not. It's too hard. No, the contract has made it too difficult.
No one will give
to
you
try a, to move him anywhere.
No one will give you a dime for him right now. You would have to eat the contract, and even if the Browns ate the contract, I don't even think anyone would give him like a sixth rounder for him. Like your options with Deshaun Watson are bench him or play him, because you can't really do anything else because he's stuck.
Unless
you're stuck with him.
Unless something bad happens.
Yeah, you can't put together a roster This is the problem with the Browns. You're in a catch-22 with Deshaun Watson. You can't put a roster together unless you have his contract, and you don't really want to play him because he's not playing all that great. It's a horrid catch-22.
All right, Spanky's on the line. He's in Cleveland. Hey, what's going on?
What's happening, man?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
I wanted to say that I'm watching this game that this man plays. Can play.
Who?
Deshaun Watson can play, man.
Oh, Deshaun Watson, okay.
You don't have no offensive linemen. You know, the offensive line used to be our corner store. Everybody used to talk about last two or three years, the Browns got one of the best offensive linemen. If you ain't got nobody blocking, you're not going to give him time to throw to the wide receivers. The wide receivers are not getting open. This man is running for his life, okay? And I don't understand. This guy named Moore that we picked up from the Jets, they need to call him no more. He ain't showed up this whole season. What's up with this guy?
That was a good line. I like that.
That was pretty good.
That was a winner. Good job, Spanky.
All right. Thank you, Spanky. I'm not going to go through the whole why people trust and why people don't trust Deshaun Watson. I could make the argument on both sides. I can. There are people that want to see Jameis Winston at least have a shot here if the offense isn't going in the right direction. They were 0 for 12 last week on third down before they finally got one at the end of the game. 0 for 12 on third down. I think the play that is really sticking in everyone's craw right now, that even if you weren't a Deshaun disciple or you were a Deshaun disciple, you might have found yourself in a situation going, why is Deshaun walking off the field with 20 seconds to go on the play clock when they know they have 12 guys out there? Kick someone off the field. Get someone off the field. And also knowing that Kevin Stefanski had an extra 5 seconds to talk to him. Still in his headset.
So the problem is with having 12 guys in the huddle.
They didn't go to the huddle. I give Deshaun credit. He didn't. That's why.
Right. If he would have went to the huddle, though, it would have been the automatic 5-yard penalty.
Correct.
So he actually, like, I can't scream at him for that, even though the optics for it are horrid.
Well, you walk right by your coach. Either there's disorganization on the field, but before you go to the huddle, you got to kick a guy off the field. To me, that doesn't make any sense. It makes zero sense at all. So if there are people still upset about that, you have every right in the world to be upset. I mean, it's not just, I know everyone wants to go out, $230 million, whatever. Everyone else is making money on that field too. And somehow, some way, they ended up with the 12th guy on the field, like a junior high school team or a middle school team. Sorry, that was generational for some reason.
All right, I think you have to entertain it. I think you have to take the phone calls, and I think you have what's written in front of you. If they drop this week, I don't want them to lose this week. They can't lose this week because I don't want to have to go into the trade deadline.
Do you really think they're going to win this week? Do you think they're winning this week?
That's a second round pick, all right?
No, guess what? Get ready for it.
I know.
Two keys and a lock coming up next. 216-474-0092. Two keys and a lock. We'll get to that next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.